or Twin Rivers Winery, 627 Commercial. Order online at beyondthebanners.com. 100% of the proceeds from Beyond the Banner sales go to the Tablets of Honor Project at the Emporia All Veterans Memorial, the USD 252 Honor Flight Program, and Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness for clinicians training in accelerated resolution therapy to help veterans cope with wartime experiences and achieve good mental health. Copies of Beyond the Banners at $10 each or 3 for $25 are available at KVOE, 1420 C of E Drive, or Twin Rivers Winery, 627 Commercial. Order online at beyondthebanners.com. Get your copy of Beyond the Banners today.
KVOE live and local, yeah, Twin Rivers Winery, or you can pick up your copy here at the KVOE studio, 1 for 10 or 3 for 25, or please log on to beyondthebanners.com. Great keepsake, and we certainly encourage you to get yours today. It is 8:41, 36 degrees. We're pleased to be joined this morning by Rosetta Fields. Rosetta, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Well, I'm a little nervous, Ron.
Nothing to be nervous about, Rosetta.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see, won't we? Yeah. Well, first, we'll introduce Rosetta as a member of what you're with, the Emporia Quilters Guild. Is that correct?
Emporia Regional Quilt Guild, that's right.
Okay, and you annually team up with what, the Flint Hills Quilters to make the quilts for the Veterans Quilts of Valor that was just held this past weekend, right?
That's right, that's right.
So this is a program that veterans can sign up through the Emporia Chamber and Convention and Visitors Bureau down there. Is that how they get signed up for the...
They can fill out an application from there, or they can go to the Legion and get an application and then mail it to me.
And then all of the Quilters Guild members go over this, and you come up with who will receive the quilts for next Veterans Day, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
The quilter, since the quilter incurs all of the costs, they have the choice of picking who they want, unless they're making a quilt for a special veteran. But they go, all the applications that I have, I show them the list, and they can pick out somebody that they want to give it to.
This has been pretty popular. Veterans have really enjoyed this, haven't they?
Oh, gosh, it's standing room only at the Legion on that Saturday morning. Same thing this year. We didn't give out quite as many quilts, thinking we wouldn't be quite so packed, and it was, they were standing up all along the walls, and every seat was taken.
So how many quilts did you make this year?
This year we gave away 43 quilts.
That's a lot of quilts, though.
That's a lot of quilts. That brings our grand total to over 300 for the 7 years that we've been doing it.
And if I heard you correctly, and I know I did, because when I had you on a few weeks ago, this, you know, kind of shocked me a little bit, that all of this money comes out of the individual quilter's pocket?
That is correct, Ron. That is correct. So, a lot of women love to sew and love to quilt. And if they're like my family, most of them don't want another quilt. And these veterans are just so thrilled when we give it to them. So they take on the cost of making the quilt themselves.
And on average, how much does it cost to make a quilt, Rosetta?
There is no way in the world that you can do one for less than $100. Usually it's that much for about the cost of the fabric and the batting and the backing. And then you have to either quilt it yourself or pay a long-arm quilter to do it for you.
Now, are most of these quilts, from what I've seen, a lot of these are veteran-themed, aren't they?
We try to stay with a red, white, and blue Americana theme for veterans, but we have done some that are a little lighter on the red, white, and blue for female veterans.
Okay. Now you.
But the woman can make the not just the woman, we have men quilters, the quilter can make the choice of the fabrics they want to use, but the Americana fabric is very popular.
And you're coming off the Quilts of Valor presentation that happened this past Saturday out at the American Legion. You mentioned over 40 quilts were given away. And tell the folks out there who may not be familiar with the Quilts of Valor presentation exactly how those are presented on the day out at the American Legion, Rosetta.
Well, a few years ago, the Boy Scout leader got in touch with me and said that they would like the Boy Scouts to be part of that program. So every year since, the little Boy Scouts, we will name the veteran, name their branch of service, name who pieced the quilt and who quilted the quilt, and we will hold the quilt up front and back for the audience to see, the members that are there to see, and then we fold it with the label showing, because every quilt has a label with the veteran's name and the maker and the date that it was presented and the quilter, and then the Boy Scout takes that quilt to the veteran and presents it to the veteran.
And what are some of the reactions you have seen from veterans receiving these quilts, Rosetta?
Tears, salutes, gasps, just unbelievable, and smiles like crazy.
Well, it's a wonderful program. It's the Quilts of Valor that's a part, a big part of All Veterans Tribute Week here in the founding city of Veterans Day each and every year. And when I had Rosetta on and Rosetta brought up that all the money comes from the quilters themselves, I thought that it would be a good idea to try to raise some funds for the quilters that have done such outstanding work for such a great cause here over the past years. And I called Rosetta yesterday and I said, Rosetta, I have an idea. And Rosetta said, what was that? I said, I can't tell you yet.
That's what you said to me.
I thought
that's why I'm nervous.
So I thought, well, I'll share it to you live on the air and get your reaction to see if you think this would be a good idea or not. But the bottom line is we want to raise some money for the Emporia Quilters, the Emporia Regional Quilters Guild and the Flint Hills Guild as well, that would be put towards all the work they do in making these quilts every year for the Quilts of Valor presentation. So here we go, Rosetta. You ready?
I guess I am.
All right. I have teamed up with a couple of good partners here in Emporia, Mark Shook at Waters True Value and Gary Burgess at Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. And we here at KVOE, what we would like to do is give you a $600 donation to make a quilt.
Oh, my.
We want to give you $600 for your group to make a quilt. And when that quilt is done, then we will go into publicity high gear and raffle this quilt off. We'll do all the promoting and get the tickets made, all that stuff. And then all the proceeds that we make from that quilt will go to you and your group.
Oh, my gosh.
So what do you think of that?
Well, that's an awesome idea, I think. I hope we won't let you down.
Well, you're not going to let us down. So we thought that I probably should have asked you before. I mean, is $600, you know, because obviously we want to have a quilt that's, veterans-themed here for this, I would think.
Yes, but that's, definitely.
But you guys will spearhead that. And is $600 enough to get a good quilt made?
That should help us out a whole bunch. It sure should.
Well, and all we need to do is I will get that to you. And then, obviously we don't have a timeline to finish it. You, take the time you need. For you group to come up with a design and then get the quilt finished, and then we will get the quilt out, have it on display, have it on the website, and we will then go into fundraising mode to raise money for all the fine work you do for the Quilts of Valor.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds like an awesome idea.
Well, we want to help, and we're putting you to work here too, Rosetta.
Well, I'll try to get myself a committee. Most of the ladies that work on their quilts, we could certainly start brainstorming and see if we could come up with something.
Well, you just keep me posted and let me know, because we sure want to help get some dollars to you folks that have done such a great job over the years here.
Well, Ron, I don't think people realize how much time and how much money it takes to go in and make a quilt, any quilt, even if it's a baby quilt. The material has gone up high, the batting is higher, the backing, and then, like I said, you have to pay a long-arm quilter, or unless somebody donates it, and it adds up. It adds up quickly. And when we're on the air and I told you that King Tut thread was over $25 a spool, you said, King what?
Yep.
I said, King Tut. even the if you have good quilting thread, it's expensive. And That's why we hope the veterans appreciate and use the quilts that are donated to them, because it's a lot of love and a lot of work that goes into those.
Yeah, you mentioned, Rosetta, not only the supplies, but I think you portrayed it well, that all the love and time that goes into making these quilts. That is no easy task.
No, it's not.
And it's a talent. There is no doubt about that, because these quilts look absolutely great. So.
Well, they are beautiful, and they're all different. And then when I was on with you the other day, well, it's been probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, Susan Rasky at the Chamber has been trying to get us to get a calendar going with all different pictures of the quilts, because they are like a work of art, and try and make some money from getting a calendar and selling it in the community. And we were trying to decide if that would be a good fit for us or not. So that's something else we can think about on our little committee and maybe get something going on that.
Well, you let me know what you come up with, and we're ready to go anytime you are.
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited. We have a meeting a week from tonight, and I will certainly bring that up and brainstorm with the committee and see if we can come up with a plan, and then I'll get back in touch with you.
All right, Rosetta. Thanks for all you do, and thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for calling me. What a wonderful surprise.
All right. Thanks, Rosetta. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right, Rosetta Fields, who's with the Emporia Regional Quilters Guild. They team up with the Flint Hills Quilters to make all those quilts for the Quilts of Valor presentation that happens every year during the All-Veterans Tribute Week here in Emporia. Good work that they do. KVOE Live and Local 852, 36 degrees. Good morning.
Attention East Central Kansas. Today.